right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen!
I like your fancy rain boots, Deontay.
I love these rain boots because they're purple, but I tell you what, with all this rain, I would forego wearing them if we could just get rid of the rain.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm over it. Over it. But I do love my rain boots. They keep my feet toasty warm and I can jump in puddles and keep my feet dry.
See, you bought some trendy ones from what, Target? Hunter's from Target, right?
No. Oh. These are the Hunter brand from Hunter. They did a line at Target.
Gotcha.
But these are the expensive ones.
See, I went to the Tractor Supply store last week, or Tractor Supply store, and I bought myself a pair of $25 rain boots. They're black with polka dots.
Oh, that's cute.
They match nothing, but they keep the rain out. That, so whatever.
Hey, that's the goal.
I might not look good, but it's functional, right?
Right. Well, I will tell you the one thing that this weather has done, it has created a massive discussion, I'll call it.
Okay.
In the
heated
Hall household.
Discussion or casual?
Somewhere probably between casual and heated.
Okay.
But heated is a good lead in. Oh. So with this rain, there's come a significant temperature drop.
Yeah, it went from like 85 to 44.
Yes. And my husband and I have this discussion every time there's a drastic change in temperature.
Uh-huh.
Because he wants to just turn the air off.
And live with it that way.
And I want to turn the heat on.
Right.
I am cold natured. I'm also anemic. I'm always cold.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I come home and it's cold. It's cold outside. It's cold in the house. It's just, it's cold. So I go and look at the temperature. Now, I will say I am one of those people that adjusts the temperature daily. I can tell a difference between 77 and 78.
Oh my gosh.
77 is too cold.
High maintenance.
Sometimes 78 is too warm. If I could get 77 and a half, I'm thinking that would be perfect, but my thermostat doesn't do that. Regardless, I go to the thermostat to see what the temperature is so that I can adjust it, and it's off. It's 40 degrees outside.
But your house is still going to be like 70.
That is too cold.
That's what I prefer.
I am dying at 70.
Okay.
Dying. So I turn the heat on. He comes home. He's like, it looks like somebody turned the heat on. Yeah, it was me because it's freezing in this house. Well, it wasn't freezing. It couldn't have been more than 71. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm freezing. I had to go upstairs. I have to turn the heat on all over the house.
You have to go upstairs and turn the heat on.
Yes.
All in the same day?
Yes.
Gosh.
So then last night when I got ready to go to bed, he had turned the heat off upstairs.
Well, I get it.
No.
Cover up. Heat gives you bloody noses.
So here's the thing, what I've realized though. So because, like I tend to do, I complain about my husband on Facebook because we are not Facebook friends.
Right.
And this apparently is a really big deal.
To couple. You or to people?
To people in general with couples. Okay. Like there is a constant, it seems like there is a constant battle between couples. One person is always cold and one person is always hot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a constant battle on what the temperature should
be. So you find the perfect temperature for each of you and then just go down the middle. Like average it out. If you like 78 and he likes 68, then go to 73.
73 is still too cold, though.
But that's compromise.
I'm compromising at 76.
Oh, my gosh.
When I turned the heat on yesterday, I only put it on 76. And normally, I'm a 78 girl. So I think that was a good compromise. But then when I got upstairs, the temperature was like 67 or something because he'd turned the air off again.
Wear a hat.
A hat?
I mean, one of those beanie hats to keep the heat in your body.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
Well, I side with your husband a little bit on this.
Well, I was under the covers and I was freezing.
At the same time, I side with you because if you're going to turn the heat on, don't completely turn it off. Just maybe bump it down a little bit or up or whatever to make it cooler. I don't ever know if it's up or down. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I just adjust it.
Well, I guess that's probably one of the perks of living alone. Oh. I can have the temperature wherever I want it.
Yeah.
And yesterday it hit like 68 in my apartment and I turned the heat up or I turned the heat on for the first time.
See, there you go.
Yeah. But I'm willing to bet that's probably like the only perk of living alone.
Oh, I don't know.
Except for that whole sleeping when you want and walking around naked when you want and not having to think about anybody else when you eat stuff.
I was just going to say the food thing.
Yeah, I know. So I'm still driving a ton because I'm still teaching 50 miles from home. Okay. So I'm in my car a lot. Mm-hmm. And last week you got to hear the random stuff that's keeping me awake at night.
Right.
This week you get to hear my relationship book topics that I'm thinking about writing. So, you know, I wrote a children's book a long time ago called Big Booty Judy. It was a hit amongst me. Mm-hmm. And now I've had a lot of time to think about relationships. I've been single for over a year.
Okay.
Okay. And it's fine. What was not meant to be was not meant to be.
Okay.
All I can do is learn from it and criticize them for messing it up. Mostly. not really, but kind of. Yeah, actually. I'm thinking I should write a relationship book from the perspective of somebody who has had nothing but failed relationships, but sees what could be and what should be and tell people how to get what I think should happen without personal experience. Does that make sense? Would you buy my book? Does this book make any sense to you?
No.
I mostly call, okay, here's my title for my book.
Oh, okay.
Relationship Rules I Decided On While I Was Driving Alone in My Car. Maybe it's a book on tape. Maybe this is the book. This podcast right now. Maybe this is as far as my book ever goes.
We'll transcribe it.
But I've made a list while driving of some things that I think could absolutely hands down make or break a relationship.
Okay.
Some of it serious. Some of it is just my tips.
Okay.
Because I should be giving advice, right?
Of course.
It's my book on tape, so I have to have a clear throat. Number one, for my relationship rules I decided on while I was driving alone in my car book. Do what you say you're going to do.
Yes.
If you say you're going to call, call. If you say you're going to text, text. Very easy. If you're not going to do it, don't say you're going to do it.
I agree with that.
Seriously.
I agree with that.
Pretty simple.
Yes.
We don't have to debate that chapter. And chapter two.
I think that applies to all relationships, not just romantic ones.
Well, yeah. I mean, it takes like 12 seconds to text.
Yeah.
Especially on my phone, because I have an iPhone, but I got this swiping text app. So now I can just swipe my finger to the letters and it texts instead of me doing one button at a time with my thumb, because I can only type with one finger on one hand. I can't do that two fingers or two hands. I don't do that. So it's one finger, one hand, and I can just swipe around, and it's so fast and so efficient. I recommend the swipe app to everybody.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called, but get it.
I'll Google it.
Number two. Don't go looking for fish unless you are truly ready to find it.
Oh, that's true.
If you're going to go through somebody's phone, you've already decided that you're going to find something.
Yep.
And even if there's nothing there to be found, you're going to make something into what you want it to be.
Yep.
Seriously.
I agree with that.
Some stones are better left unturned.
That is true.
Unless you want to cause drama, don't pick up the phone and go through it.
I agree with that.
Don't go through their Facebook.
There you go. Be prepared for what you may find.
I thought you were going to argue with my relationship advice, but I'm doing good. Chapter three. Limit the amount of social media stalking you do before you really know the person, because you can make up some crazy narratives that are strikes against them, and it's not even okay.
Do you have an example?
Yes, I do, actually. Let's say you're interested in somebody, and so you want to know what they've dated or who they've dated in the past.
Okay.
So you go looking to check out pictures of the ex, and you see that the ex has done this, 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 and this. It's things that you might not think are attractive. Maybe you just don't think the person in general is attractive.
Okay.
So then you start to knock yourself, well, if they dated that in the past, then I must not be as hot as I think I am. Even if they're dating up, I mean, still, they liked ugly before. Maybe they're still into ugly. That makes me ugly. So don't even do it.
I think there may be something to your rule.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure that your example supports it.
So my reason behind it might not be that.
No.
Okay. Do you have a headache or is it me?
It's you.
Chapter 4 or 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Never tattoo their name on your body.
Oh, God, yes.
At least if you want it to last.
Yes. Because one, it's a recipe that is an instantaneous yep. way for your relationship to fall apart. And two, you're going to end up with some horrid tattoo that you never wanted trying to cover up the name.
Mm-hmm. So just don't do it unless you really don't want it to last.
I agree.
Never tattoo their name. I forgot what chapter this is. So next, limit your relationship banter on Facebook because it's just stupid and fake and you're not convincing anyone other than maybe yourself.
I agree with that, which is maybe part of the reason that my husband and I are not Facebook friends.
That's very... I get an occasional comment to each other, mm-hmm. but just when that's all you ever... Oh, I love my husband. I love my wife. She's so great. Look at what they got me. Happy anniversary. Blah, 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 blah. You're not a movie.
True.
Life is not that great.
True.
Talk about when you caught them drunk at the bar with whoever. You hardly ever see anybody still in a relationship talking about catching their significant other drunk at the bar when they were supposed to be at church.
Well, that would be why, because they're probably not still in that relationship.
I'm just saying. Let's be real. If you're going to be on Facebook or on social media, be real with it.
I'm real with it.
Good.
Like, I'm irritated with my husband about turning the heat off.
Yes.
There you go. Keeping
I'm going to rub my head for a little bit like you've been rubbing yours. Number, chapter, something.
Okay.
Don't do stuff that you wouldn't do in front of your sister if you're in a relationship. And I say sister instead of mother or significant other because I think that you still have more freedom to do fun things with your sister, but you're not going to go over the top with things. Because she's still family and blood, and she's still going to judge you because she's your sister. So I think that's a nice gauge for what is okay and not okay to do in a relationship or when you're in a relationship.
Again, I'm going to need an example.
I don't know. I'm going to go out with my sister to the club.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe you're dancing up on hotties, but you're not going to actually go home with a hottie.
Right.
Because the hottie's not going to take both you and your sister home. Maybe. Or maybe they will. I don't know. But use your sister as your moral compass of what you should and shouldn't do. Because she's still your friend.
Uh-huh.
But or she's your friend, but she's also your family. So you got to find a balance.
So also...
This is my book.
Don't do slutty things.
Do fun things. I mean, you can do fun things, but you're not going to go take off your clothes in front of your sister, are you? I'm not going to get naked in front of my sister. She's way skinnier than me. But I think you've taught me how to ixnang that chapter. I'm really defeated right now with my book.
Pretend I'm your editor and we're just going to slash that chapter.
So we go from from sister as the gauge to... Don't give up just because the shine wears off.
That's a good one.
But don't stick it out because it's comfortable either.
I can see that.
I don't think every day should be mud.
Right.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, it shouldn't all be crap. You shouldn't dread going home to that person. If that's the point that you're at, then maybe it's time to, you know, be done.
I mean, I agree with that. I think it's just, I think the big thing is just to continue to put forth the work.
Right.
I mean, I think that's what it boils down to.
I'm editing my chapters because you're very harsh with your looks. I think that there's nothing wrong with wanting to go for your happily ever after.
No,
I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting your storybook ending.
No.
And even if people say that you're stupid, that doesn't exist. Don't apologize for it. Go for it. I want my storybook ending.
I agree with that.
I've got my wedding tree picked out.
Your wedding what?
Tree. It's at the park. It's a big tree that I've chosen as my wedding tree for when I get married.
Oh, you're getting married at that tree.
My wedding tree? What else would a wedding tree be?
Well, I don't know.
It's big.
Okay.
And it's right there where the two paths cross, mm-hmm. and kind of in front of the bee area where they keep the bees.
Okay.
So don't come to my wedding if you're deathly allergic to bees, because you might die. That wouldn't be fun.
Well, I was just going to say how symbolic the tree was under the paths that converge, and then he brought up the bees. So.
And then there's anaphylactic shock, and there's all kinds of, and there's a fan that's really noisy, so we'd have to talk over the noisy fan. Maybe the wedding tree's a bad idea.
We'll just find you a different wedding tree.
At my last chapter in my book. Uh-huh. Because I've skipped over like 14 of them. Don't settle for anybody you can't take a road trip with.
Oh, that's true.
I think that is such a big deal and such an indicator of where you are. If you can sit in the car with somebody for X amount of hours, mm-hmm. I mean, you can start with baby steps.
Right.
If you need to. But if you can maintain a happy, functioning car ride for X amount of time, then you are in.
I agree with that. And if you look at like relationship experts and they tell you all of the things that you should experience or that you should go through with someone to see if you're compatible, like mm-hmm. to see how you handle those things. And they talk about, you know, friends getting married and friends getting divorced and deaths in your family, and road trips is one of them, moving, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And road trip is one of them because people road trip differently. Example, yeah. My husband and I, we're going to drive in the slow lane and drive the speed limit the whole way. And
yeah.
I'm like, we need to leave it 4 a.m. so we can be there at noon and
I hear ya.
Keep and it moving.
Pee in buckets.
There you go.
Do what you got to do to get there. I hear ya.
That's all I'm saying.
If you can honestly look back and say that was a really good trip, mm-hmm. then you've made a good choice in your life.
I can agree with that.
If you can't, maybe you should reconsider. I should get divorce lawyers to sponsor this book.
You should. But that may put them out of business. If you're giving all the tips on how to maintain a relationship and their business,
I mean,
is
honestly,
built on
though, who's
going
to listen to me?
Well, there's a good point.
Who's really going to listen to the relationship rules I decided on while I was driving alone in my car? Like, I can't even say the title with enthusiasm, so I really can't expect any lawyer sponsors unless you really want to. I mean, I can fake it till I make it.
It's a good title, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Catchy?
I like it.
By Shannon K. Murphy. Oh, I need to start my bio and my dedication.
Dedicate the book to me.
Nope. You are not supportive.
I was supportive on chapters 1 through 4. Chapter 5, it may be where we started going downhill.
And then I lost you completely at Sisters.
Hasta la vista, baby.